We're picking up on the bottom of Chaf Beis Amud Beis, two lines up from the bottom of the page. Tana Rabbana, the rabbis taught in a Braisa, V'nasati Gishmeichem Bi'itam, that the Torah says that Hashem will give us rain in its proper time, meaning in the proper amount, in the proper way. What does that mean? Lo Shikura V'lo Tzmeya, that it should not be like someone who's drunk, and it should not be like someone who is thirsty. We'll see Rashi what that means. Elabinus rather should be the exact right amount of rain, not too much rain, not too little rain. Because when there is too much rain, it ruins the ground, it makes it muddy and hard to travel on. And it actually will not produce good fruit. Let's just see Rashi on that. It should not be as if the ground drank too much water, midai, too much. Matashin esaris, because as Gemara says, it ruins the land. Rather, it should be the right amount of rain. Davar achar, or another interpretation of what does it mean, the rain in its proper time. Gemara explains, beitam in its proper time, beleili revios, ubeleili shabbosos, that the rain should fall only on the evening of Wednesday, meaning Tuesday night, beleili shabbosos, and Friday night, the evening of Shabbos. Let's just see Rashi on that point quickly. Dechsiv beitam, it says in its proper time. Zeo beleili revios ubeleili shabbosos. This means when Tuesday nights and Friday nights. De'ein torach lebnei adam, because this won't cause any bother to people. De'einam holchim ledrachim beleili revios, because people don't travel at night, don't walk outside at night on Tuesday nights. Mipnei igras bas machlas b'psachim, because people used to be worried apparently that there is some sort of demon that people would be scared of that would come out on Tuesday night, so people wouldn't go out on Tuesday nights. And Friday night, people aren't traveling because it is Shabbos. Back in the Gemara, Shechem Matzino, because we find similarly, B'yimei Shimon ben Shetach, in the days of Shimon ben Shetach, Shiyardu lahem geshamim b'leili revios b'leili shabbosos, that the rain would only fall on Tuesday nights and Friday nights in his merit and the merit of the righteous generation. Ad shenasu chitim kiklayos usarim kigarine zesim v'adashim kidinare zahav, until the produce was so healthy and such a high quality that the wheat kernels were like kidneys and the barley kernels were like olive pits and the lentils were like golden coins. Everything was humongous. But tsaru mehen, and they wrapped some of the produce up to store away. Dugma ledoros, to be an example to future generations, what it used to be like. Lodia kama hachet gorm, to show how much sin causes that if we live on the right spiritual level, that we'll be blessed with a beautiful physical world. Shinamar Zapazik says, Avonei seichem hitu eila v'chata seichem manu hatov michem, that your sins turned these away, and again, your sins prevented this good. V'chem atzinu b'mei Hordus, and similarly you find the days of the king Hordus, Shayoskim b'nei beis Spanish, when they were redoing and rebuilding the Beis Hamikdash in a more beautiful way. The rain would only fall at night time, and then lamachar, and the next day when they would want to again work again on the Beis Hamikdash, nashva haruach, the wind would blow, v'nispazra ha'avim, and the clouds would disperse, v'zarcha achama, and the sun would shine. People would return to the work of building on the Beis Hamikdash, v'yadush malach ha'shamayim b'yadeim, and they knew they were doing God's work because Hashem helped them by having only rain at night, so it would not interfere with the building of the Beis Hamikdash, with the renovations. Rashi, Shechem Atzina, we find similarly, Klomar, meaning someone could say, V'shem Atomar Ein Sibuk B'Geshavim Shel Beis Leilos B'Shabbos. Maybe someone would say that if it would just rain Tuesday nights and Friday nights, it's not enough rain for a whole week. So that the Gemara says, no, Matzina B'mei Shimon Ben Shetach, we find that this happened in the days of Shimon Ben Shetach, and again, they had humongous, beautiful produce. Bitzaru, Kashru, Vatsru, they tied it up and stored it away. Hordus, Sasar Binyan, the Ezra, the king Hordus knocked down the building of the Beis Hamikdash that Ezra had built up. Ubana Binyan, Yafimimenu, Babasra, and then rebuilt it, renovated it, a more beautiful building, as the Gemara in Babasra explains. Okay, back to the Gemara. Maisa Shishalchu Lachoni Hamagol, the Mishnah told a shortened version of the story of Choni Amagel who davened for rain. Now we'll learn the longer version. Tana Rabbana, the rabbis taught in a braisa. Hamachas yatzarov adar v'lo yardu geshamim. One time it happened that most of adar had already passed and had not yet rained. Shalcho l'choni hamagel, they sent to Choni Amagel. Hispalo v'yardu geshamim. They told him go daven for rain. Hispalo v'lo yardu geshamim. He davened and no rain came. Ag uga, he drew a circle, va'amad v'sochon stood in it, k'derech sha'asa Chabakuk ha'navi, just as Chabakuk the Navi did, shenamar, as the pasuk says, amishmarti emda v'es yatzva al matzor, that Chabakuk says that he will stand at his guard position, and I will stand on my tower. And Chabakuk said he wouldn't leave until Hashem would answer his tefillah. So too, Choni Hamagel said, Amr Lefan of Ribono Sha'olam HaKadosh Baruch Hu, B'necha Samu Pneim Eli, your children turned their faces towards me, Shani Kaven Bais Lefanecha, because I am as if someone of your household. Nishba Ani B'Shimcha HaGadol, Choni Hamagel said, I swear in your great name, Sheini Zaz Mikan Ad Shetarachim HaBenecha, I will not move from here until you have mercy on your children. Hizchilu G'Sham Menatfin, so the rain began just to drip, just small drips. Amrulo, Talmidav, his students told him, Rebbe, Rainucha, Vlo Namus, Kimedumim Anush, Ein Geshamim Yordan, El Hatzer Shuascha. His students said, Rebbe, we see you, but we do not want to die. It seems to us that it's only raining to permit your oath, but it's not really going to rain. Amr, so Chonei Magal again said to Kadosh Baruch Hu, Lo Kach Sha'alti is not what I asked for, Elegishme Boroshich Namaros. I asked for rain that would fill up, again, the pits, the holes in the cisterns. Yardu b'zav, so suddenly the rain came down very powerful, in a very forceful, violent way. At shekol tipo, tipo kemale pichavis, until each drop was like the size of the opening of a barrel. V'shiru chacham shein tipo p'chusa milug, and the chamim measured that no drop was smaller than a lug, which is a very large amount. Amru lo, they said to him, Talmid of his students, Rebbe Rainucha v'lo namos, again, we see you, Rebbe, we see you davening, but we do not want to die, that it's raining too hard now. K'medumim anu she'en gesham yordan el la'abed olam, it seems as if the rain is coming down to destroy the world. Amr lefanav, he said in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, again, Choni said, Lo kach sha'alti is not what I asked for, alegishmei ratzon brachon adav, I asked for rain of goodwill, of blessing, and generosity. So then, yardu ketiknas, then, only then, did it rain at the right way, not too hard and not too soft. Ad sha'alu kol ha'am l'har habayis mipnei gesham, until it had rained so much that the entire people had to go up onto har habayis, the higher ground, to find protection from the rain. Amru lo, again they said to Choni Hamagel, Rebbe, k'shem shispalalta shiyardu kach yispalel, v'yelchu lahem, just as you daven that the rain should come, please daven now that the rain should stop, that it should leave. Amr Lahem, he told them, Kach Mekublani, I have a tradition, She'ein Mispalin al Rov Hatova, we do not daven for too much good. Hafel Pikein, nevertheless, Heviuli Par Hodav, bring for me a cow to be offered as a Thanksgiving cow, or Rashi, we'll see. Rashi says actually a cow to do a confession over, like Vidui. Heviu lo par hoda, they brought him this cow, samach sheyadav alav, he rested his two hands on it, v'amar lefanav, and ribono shel olam, and he said in front of Hashem, God, amcha Yisrael sheyotzeis from Yisrael, your nation that you took out of Egypt, einam yicholim lo berov tov, v'lo berov poranios, they can't survive if there's too much good or too much, too many bad things, too much troubles. Ka'asta aleim, if you are angry with them, einam yicholim lamo, they cannot stand, they cannot survive, hishpata aleim tova, but if you also give them too much good, they cannot stand or survive. He may be your will in front of you, that the rain should stop. There should be a break, there should be ease in the world. Miyad, immediately, the wind blew, and the clouds were scattered, and the sun shined. And then the people were able to go out into the field, and they were able to bring different types of mushrooms which had grown because of the abundance of the rain, and that was a sign that the rain had come as a blessing. Let's see Rashi on that. Rashi says, Kederach she'asa Chabakuk, the way that Chabakuk did that, can mefarsh b'targum shel tefilas Chabakuk, just as the Unklus explains on the prayer of Chabakuk, al mishmarti amda k'min beis hasrim asa v'yashav, that I will stand in my watch position. He built from some sort of almost like a prison, and he made it and then sat there until Hashem would answer him. Reinucha v'lo namus, we see you, but please do not let us die. Nirozcha v'lo namus, b'nichusa, we see you, but we do not want to die. It was a statement. Hishtadel, request, shalom namos barav, please try that we should not die because of our famine, mipnei atziras kasham, because of the lack of rain. Parhoda, Rashi says it means lehisvados alav, to confess his sins over it. And he then did smicha, he leaned on it like we do for karbanos, and he offered it as a karban shlamim. Choni bezman habayit hai, because Choni lived, and this story all happened at the times of the Beis HaMikdash. Kamehameh pitrios, bole balaz, against some different types of mushrooms and truffles. Shiatu milichluch hagashamim, that sprouted because of the moistness of the rain. V'yedu kishal bracha hayu, and they knew that the rain was there for a sign of bracha. Okay, back into the Gemara. Shalach lo Shimon ben Shetach sent to Choni. Ilmali Choni ata, if you're not this great tzaddik, gozrani alecha nido, I would decree upon you excommunication. I would kick you out of the community. Why? She'ilu shanim kishne Eliyahu. If it would have been like the years of Eliyahu, shemavtechos kasham v'yado shel Eliyahu, that Hashem had given over the keys of rain to Eliyahu, bonimsa shem shamayim ischal Eliyahu, would the name of heaven not have been made profane through you? Because in the days of Eliyahu, as Rashi will explain it, there was no rain, and Eliyahu had also taken a shua that it would not rain, and since you swore that you would not move until it would rain, one of the shuas would have been broken. I mean, it was improper for you to take such a shua because it might have caused a chilul of the Shem Hashem through shua. But he said, "But Shimon ben Shetach said, 'Aval ma'as elcha, what can I do to you? Shatam ischat ifnei makom, that you sin or you misbehave in front of Hashem. V'os elcha b'rtzoncha, and yet He does your will. K'ben shemischat el aviv, like a child who misbehaves in front of his father. V'os elcha b'rtzono, and yet the father does what the child asks. V'omer lo abba holicheni l'rachseni, the child, even if he asks inappropriately, asks father, take me to wash me b'chamin in hot water. Shatafni b'tzonein, rinse me off with cold water. Tainli egos, and give me nuts." Shkedim, almonds, efrasakim, rimonim, peaches, and pomegranates. And yet, even though the child asks for whatever he wants and demands whatever he wants, v'nosin lo, yet the father gives it to him. V'lecha kasav omar, regarding you, the pasuk says, Yismach avicha v'imecha, your father and your mother are happy with you. You v'sagal, yolad atach, when he gave birth to you, rejoices in you. Continuing in the Gemara, Tana Rabbana, and the rabbis taught another brisa more regarding Choni Hamagel. Mashachu b'nei lishkas agazis l'choni hamagel. What did the people of the lishkas agazis? The lishkas agazis was the area in the Beis HaMikdash where the Sanhedrin sat. So what did the Sanhedrin send to Choni Hamagel? They quoted the pasuk. The pasuk says, "V'tigzer omer v'yakum lecha v'al drachecha noga or." And you will decree a statement, v'yakum lecha, and it will be upheld for you. And on your ways, you shined with light. Vatigzer Omer, what does that mean? Atat Gazra Milmata, you decreed from below that it should rain. Vakash Baruch Hu Mekayim Ma'aracha Milmala, and Hashem fulfilled it from above. V'adrachecha Naga Or, that on your ways you shined light. Dor Shahaya Eifel, with a generation that was in darkness. Ha'arta Tfilasecha, you lightened it up with your prayers. Quoting the next pasuk, Ki Hishpilu V'tomar Gave, that they were low, and you said that they should be lifted. That should be lifted up. Dorshay Shafel Higbahaso B'Tfilascha. The generation that was low, you brought up in your tefilos. Continuing in the psukim, V'Shach Einayim Yoshia, the one who has lowered eyes will save. Dorshay Shach Bavono, the door that was lowered with sin. Hoshata B'Tfilascha, again, you saved in your prayers. These are all psukim in Iyov. Yimaleit I Naki Inaki, that you will save the one who is not clean. Dor Shlohai Naki Milamto Bitfilascha, the generation that was not clean, that was not pure, you saved with your tefilos. V'nimlat Bibor Kapacha, and it will be saved with the purity of your hands. Milamto B'maisei Yadecha Avruim, you saved the generation with your pure actions, with the actions of your hands. Let's keep going a little bit. This is now perhaps the more famous story of Choni Hamagel. Amar of Yochanan, said, Kol yama shel osu tzadik hai mitzar mikor zed. All the days of the life of this tzadik, of Choni Hamagel, he was bothered, troubled by this pasuk. Pasuk says, Shir Hamalos, Shuv Hashem Shivas Sion, that when Hashem returns, the people who return to Zion, Hainu Kachom, will be like dreamers, that the Galus of Bavel will be as if it was only a dream. But we know the Galus of Bavel was 70 years. So he said, Mi'ika Dinaim Shivin Shana Bechama, is it possible that someone could sleep for 70 years, that the Galus of Bavel could be only like a dream? So Yom Echad, one day, Havi Azul Borch, he was walking on the road, Chazi Lahu Gavard Havi Natacharu, but he saw, again, Choni Magal saw a certain man who was planting a carob tree. Amar Lei, Choni said, Hi, Ad Kama Shanin Ta'in, how many years does it take for it to bear fruit? Amar Lei, Ad Shivin Shanin, the man said it takes 70 years. Amar Lei, Shita Lecha Dechaisa Shivin Shanin, is it so obvious to you that you're going to live another 70 years? Amar Lei, Hi Gavard, this man responded to Choni, Alma b'charuva ashkachte kihechidi shasi li avhasi shasi nami libarai. The man said, I found a world that had a carob tree in it that had been planted by my father, so too I will plant a tree for my son. Yosef kakar chrifta, so Choni Hamagel sat down to eat some bread. Asa leishinsa, and he soon began to fall asleep. Nim, he fell asleep. Hadrele mishunisa, and some rocks came over him. Hashem made a miracle. Ichsi meina, so he was covered up from the eye of people who would see him. Vinim shivim shanan, and Choni Magal slept for 70 years. Ki kam, when he got up, when he woke up, chazi elu gavard havi kam lakim minayu, he saw a man who was gathering carobs from that carob tree. Amrele, he said to him, Atu deshas, let's say, are you the man who planted that carob tree? Amrele, Barbre, he said, no, I'm his grandson. An I am. Amrele, Shmamina, he said, I learned from this, Denaim Shivan Shon, and I must have slept for 70 years. Chazel, Lechamre, Disialdo, Le Ramchi, Ramchi, he also then saw that his donkey, Choni's donkey, had given birth to generations and generations, meaning it was already two generations of donkeys from his donkey. Also, the base, he went home. Amaluhu, he said to the people there, Bray de Choni Amago Mikhaim, is the son of Choni Amago alive? Amrule, they said, Bray Le, he said, the son is not alive. Bar Bre Isa, but his grandson is alive. Amaluhu, Ana Choni Amago, he said, I am Choni Amago. Lohim Nuhu, but they didn't believe him. Also, the base of Medr, she went to the base of Medr, Shamin Hulu Rabbanin de Kamri, overheard the rabbi saying, Nehirnin Shmeitzin Kibishne Choni Hamagol, that our teaching is as clear as if it was in the years of Choni Hamagol. Dechi Havi Ayol base Midrasha Kol Kushi de Havi Rabbanin Havi Mefarglihu, that when he would come into the base of Medr, she would answer any question that the rabbis had. Amr Lehu, so he said, Ananihu, I am that man, I'm Choni Hamagol. Lo Himnuhu, but they didn't believe him. Follow Avila Yakara Kimi Boyle, and therefore they did not honor him properly as much as they should have if they would have known that he was Choni Hamagol. Cholish Daite, so this distressed him, this bothered him that no one knew who he was or believed who he was. Boy Rachmi, so he davened Umis, and he died. Amar Rava, Rava said, Hainu Damar Inchi, this is what people say, O Charusa, O Misusa, that either you need to have Charusa, you need to have colleagues who know who you are and understand who you are. And if you can't have colleagues and friends who can understand you, and you're all alone, omisusa, then you might as well die. Let's see Rashi on that. Ilmali choni ata, if you were not choni, v'adam gadol, and you were a great man, lenados, you would have excommunicated him, shemenadin al kavod harav, because we put someone into excommunication for the honor of the Rav, meaning HaKadosh Baruch Hu, God, Shitiach Tvarim, because Choni Magal, so to speak, just threw words inappropriately at God. V'amar Lukach Shalti, said God, that's not what I asked for. So for something like that, you really should be sent into excommunication. She'il Mali Hayu Shanim Kishnei Eliyahu, because if it was the years, like the years of Eliyahu, Gzeres Atziris Kishamim, that there's a decree that there should be no rain. Garsinan, and the key of the rain was given into the hand of Eliyahu. So Garsinan, the correct version of the Gemara is, Lo nimse shim shemayim ischal, would the name of heaven not have been desecrated? Bitmiyah. question. She'eliyahu nishba chay Hashem im yeh hashanim ha'ila tal matar kim lefi dvarai, because Eliyahu swore in the name of God that there would be no rain or dew in these years except according to Eliyahu. And yet you swore that you would not move until there be rain. So the name of God is profaned through you. One of these oaths was going to be broken in the name of God. So it was wrong for you to swear that you wouldn't move until there would be rain, because if Hashem did bring rain, it would have caused a chilul Hashem. Mischate, that you were misbehaving, lashem chait, comes from the word of sin. Klomer havi holeich b'chote, that you are sinning against God. Lishkas agazis, again, that means the Sanhedrin. Dor shahaya eifel, the door that was dark. Mirov tsar shaliyardi gashem, from all the pain and distress because rain was not falling. Hoshata b'tefilatzcha, you saved the generation with your prayers. Min hamisa shevesalem silver, you saved them from death by bringing them plenty. Shaloso tzadik, who was the righteous person? This is Choni Hamagol. This is later on the Gemara. The Gemara is referring to Choni Hamagol. Mitzar al Hamikrazeh, that again he was bothered by this pasuk. How could someone sleep for 70 years? Shir Hamalchus, what does that phrase mean? Lashon Ilei means going up, a song of ascent, a song of going up. Hainu Kacholim, we are like dreamers. Kacholim Nidme Galus Bavel Shai Shivim Shana, that the exile of Bavel will just be like a dream, which is 70 years. Shivim Shnei Bechama, 7 years in a dream. Bitmiya, is that really possible? Mi Isa Denayim Shivim Shana Bechama, who can sleep and dream for 70 years? V'yish Adam Yashin Shivim Shana B'Shena Achas, is it really possible a person can sleep for 70 years in one sleep? Ad Shivim Shanin, until 70 years. Lo Tayin Peira B'Ti'ina Kamaisa, it will not bear fruit that are, you know, sustained, real fruit that are edible. Yosef, he sat, Choni Hamagol, the Karech, roughly sat and was eating bread. Hachi Garcina, this is the correct version of the Gemara. Ana Alma Becharuva, Ashkachte, I found in this world a carob tree, Kihechi Deshasi Li Avhasi, just as my father planted for me. Ana Nami Ishtalp Lebarai, I will plant for my son. That's just the text of the Gemara. Ahadrele Mishunisa, this rock came up around him. Also, Sviosav Shein Sela, kind of some sort of cliff or sharp rock, went up and around Choni Hamagol so no one would see him. Ve'ichsi Me'ena De'inshi, and he was covered up from the eye of man. V'lo Ashkachuhu Hazam, no one found him. Ramchi, Ramchi, Vlade Vlados, children of children, right? His donkey had given birth to children, which had given birth to children. Ve'elu Hashanam Denayim, during these years that he was asleep, Muberis Zachar Haisa, it was pregnant, his donkey was pregnant from a male, the Chazar Abahala of Halido, and then, his donkey had made another animal pregnant and given birth, and then it had once again made that animal pregnant and again had given birth again. Amar Lehu, he asked them, Sha'olahon Benosha Choni Hamagol Kaimahu, he asked them, is the son of Choni Hamagol alive? They said no. He went to the base medrash, and here in Olan Hanach Shmeitza, our teaching is as clear. Mugas Lanishmozu, it's as correct and clear. This teaching Kilu Lamdenuhu B'Chayev Shechoni Amagol, as if we learned it in the life of Choni Amagol. Shai Mefarik Olano Umegi Olano Yafa Yafa, that he would answer for us and correct us properly, very well. O Chavrusa O Misusa, that without friends it should be death. Vlogarsu Nuhacha Kichavrei De'il, we don't say. In our Gemara, the text is not that you need friends like the friends of Eov, who are very good friends. El Babasra, that's only in the Gemara of Babasra. Gabi Maisa de Eov, in the Gemara there's talking about the story of Eov. Im in chaverin shal adam noagim v'kavod kivadachila noach lo shiyamus. Our Gemara means to say if a person's friends are not shown the proper kavod, then it's worth it that he should die. If people don't appreciate who he is, then he might as well die. Inami, or this next line in Rashi is difficult to understand. Mishum Hanach Biryuni Lo Kasev Bisvarenu, that because of the story of Biryuni, which we'll see in Amud Beis, where there the Gemara says that it's better, even if people are not perfect, even if people are Rishayim, we don't want them to die. Rather, we daven for them to improve. So in our Gemara, we don't say that if you don't have such good friends like Eov, that it's better to die, because rather you shouldn't want to die. You should daven that they should be better. It's only if you don't have anyone, as our Gemara says, who recognizes your value, but not that they're Rishayim. So if no one will recognize your value, only then is it better to die. So that line in Rashi is not clear what Rashi means to say. And we will stop here.